welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, Power to Become the Sons of God. And we are looking at, I trust, very familiar passages of Scripture. And that verse in John, the first chapter, verse 12, says in its entirety, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." So often, Scripture becomes so familiar to us, we don't grasp the reality and the significance and the power that are in those words. If we have received Him, if we have believed on His name, if in fact we are saved, we are born again, then it's not something we're striving to receive or become, but it says God, our Father, gave to us the power, all the power that we need to become His children, the sons of God. And by that, we are already His children, but to become mature in the faith, to be no longer babes desiring the sincere milk of the Word, but to be a mature, strong men, adults, if you will, able to handle the meat of the Word. Let me share with you 1 John, the 5th chapter, verse 4. "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." Let's just think about what that scripture is saying. Whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. In other words, has overcome the world. It's an accomplished fact. It's something that you don't have to do. Positionally, you have overcome all the work of the enemy. Sin no longer has dominion over you. That is your position in Christ. But it's a daily working out. And how do we receive that? How do we walk in that overcoming stance, that place of victory? Well, the same way you got saved. You know what the rest of this passage says? "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." So it took, and it was God's gift to you, the faith to receive Jesus, even though you maybe didn't understand very much, but you were willing, your heart was willing in that moment of time to accept Jesus. You may have had a lot of questions. There are a lot of things you might not have understood, but you said yes to the Lord. So that means you are born of God. God has allowed you to overcome the world. You don't have to strive to do it. That is your position as a child of God. And this is the victory that you can have abundant life and success in every enterprise, is the faith that God has given you. And as I said, I tend to be simple-minded. Like, you know, if we all have the mind of Christ, there would really not be disagreement in the body of Christ. There's no disagreement in heaven, because if He is in fact the head, and He is, He's not schizophrenic, He's not double-minded. Now, we all have our own opinions, but when it comes to the matter of the truths of the gospel, there should be perfect alignment and agreement. Unfortunately, as a sad testimony to the Christian church, we have not always been in that place of agreement, but we are going to get there. We will be perfect, even as Jesus is perfect. That's, in fact, we'll get to that a little bit later, but our faith, the faith God has given you, is adequate, is sufficient for whatever trial you're going through. Why do I say that? Because God would be unjust to allow you to go through something that you didn't have the ability in him to overcome. I mean, that's pretty simple-minded. It's pretty obvious, but it is a real truth. Otherwise, God would not be just. He wouldn't be fair. He's expecting you to do something. There's nothing, no way you could do it. But there is. Because you've been born of God, brother and sister, you have overcome the world already. And just as you got saved by your faith, it is your faith that causes you to overcome the world, the perilous times that we are living in, those profound battles and trials you may be facing even this day as you're listening to me. It is your faith in God that's going to bring you through. It is His gift, and He will empower you. He will strengthen you. I look at back in times in my life, it's like, I don't know how I ever got through that period of time, but I did. And so it was His grace. It was at heart. Of course it was. Many of God's dear people, sometimes I just cry over the letters that come in because of the severity of the testings. But beloved, I don't have all the answers, but I know He who does. And that's true in your life too. We may not understand in fullness in this life, but one day it will be all made clear, and it will be a beautiful tapestry, if you will, our life, how everything was working together for our good. And so what was John talking about? This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Well, he wasn't referring to victory in heaven. Obviously, in heaven, there won't be any need of faith, beloved, for faith will then be swallowed up in reality and in sight. But there is a victory for you now as a child of God here on earth. And when we corporately have realized that there is a real victory to be had for each one of us over all the works of the flesh, over all the works and trials of the enemy, those defeats that are suffered by so many will be gone, swallowed up in His victory. He will strengthen you. You're going to see, I speak prophetically now, you're going to see answers to your prayers as you lay hold of this word that you've never seen before. Is there power and agreement? Of course there is. Otherwise, I wouldn't, at the end of every broadcast, invite those who are being moved on by the Holy Spirit to write. But you yourself, in the small, little events of your day, asking God's help, Lord, undertake for this, do this, you will see God move in your behalf. And this victory, beloved, you've been, so many have been striving after peace, striving after joy. It's like you're just, you're just miserable. Let's be honest. There's times I've been miserable. My Christian walk, obviously, that wasn't the Lord's problem. It was my problem. And when we align ourselves with the Word, when we allow His faith to enter into our heart and say, yes, Lord, you and I are able to handle this, that will bring true peace. That peace, which Scripture tells us, passes all understanding. How can it pass all understanding? Because it doesn't make sense to the natural mind. If you have intelligent, logical friends who are unsaved, they can't understand, no matter how brilliant they may be, they can't understand the truths of Scripture. Why? Because they're spiritually discerned. It can't be grasped through logic. Remember when Paul went to the Athenians? I mean, they were the brilliant, the geniuses of their day, if you will. They were, you know, the leading culture of that time, and they didn't understand it. Some got laid hold of that truth. Some didn't, though. You know, we'll hear you a little bit later, Paul. This is an interesting theory. Let's think about it. Let's talk about it. Well, it doesn't come by logical analysis. It comes by faith. As I said, that was the first prayer I ever, I said, God, if you're real, because I was being confronted with the truth of Christianity, and I was convinced it wasn't in Christianity the truth I was looking for, but I said, God, if you're real, make yourself real to me. He was waiting for me to pray that, because you know what? It certainly didn't take long, and I was aware there was a God in heaven who knew me, who heard my prayer. And it was the unfolding of a beautiful experience in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this victory I'm talking about will bring that abiding joy to you. The kind of joy Peter writes about in 1 Peter 1:8, whom, having not seen, unless God gives us a vision or Jesus comes to visit you, ye love. We're walking by faith. Blessed are those who have not seen yet have believed, right? That's what Jesus said to Thomas, because he said, I'm not going to believe he rose from the dead unless I put my fingers into his side. He had to see it. Well, Jesus said, blessed are all of those of us, those who have followed and the generations to follow, who have believed on their word, that indeed Jesus, it was exactly who he said he was. But let me finish that passage. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Beloved, how is that possible? The victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. It is by faith of what's ahead. It's faith in the goal. It's faith in being face to face with Jesus, being together with loved ones that have gone on. Beloved, that's what motivates us. If all we have is what we experience in this world, Paul says, we're of all men most miserable. But no, we have the reality of truth. That conviction cannot be taken away from us. Now, Satan's greatest efforts is to try and cloud our minds. Have you noticed that? He will bring all kinds of doubts and difficulties to you. Why? Because he does not want you to prevent he wants to prevent you from walking in victory. I mean, he's a good He has a good strategy. That is, defeat God's people. That because we are a threat to his kingdom. And so, beloved, let us rest in the knowledge that your faith is sufficient for the trials you're facing right now. And he's trying to bring down a confusion. Father, right now, I rebuke doubt. I rebuke confusion. I rebuke the work of the enemy mentally against your beloved. And Father, I pray the very faith of God you've put in your beloved's heart will rise, and they will overcome the world because they trust you and because they love you, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, this time has just flown, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs, and also give our contact information. And should you email, I will always confirm and pray. But if you would like a personal answer via mail, please include your mailing address, never to be shared with anyone. I love you. Pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.